You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
For the first time in weeks, Lee, I feel like Trump is back after that speech last night.
Good.
Good evening, America. 11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it. When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration, and it's when we first began hearing the word affordability. Our border was open, and because of this, our country was being invaded by an army of 25 million people, many who came from prisons and jails, mental institutions, and insane asylums. They were drug dealers, gang members, and even 11,888 murderers, more than 50% of whom killed more than one person. This is what the Biden administration allowed to happen to our country, and it can never be allowed to happen again.
And this is interesting, okay, because this was billed as an economic speech. Yeah. That's the first minute in 2 seconds, and you see the twin themes of prices and illegal immigration. This is what he really needed to explain. I've been explaining this for, gosh, months about, you know, you cannot dump 12 million people into a country that only creates 1.8 million housing units a year, plus over the open border, plus another million a year for a total of 4 million over Joe Biden's term on immigrant visas, plus another 12 to 13 million visa overstays and only create 1.8 million housing units a year. That's roughly what, 7 million housing units? That math don't work. Yep. And that's why that in the Bidenflation is why we have these prices. So he's finally explaining to people, look, that closing the open borders and deporting the illegal immigrants is about affordability. And then he does this, and this is fantastic. He says, Lee, look, the worst thing, I'm going to get interest rates down because I'm going to get the economic arsonist Jerome Powell out. He's a Democrat trying to wreck the economy. But he also says, look, the worst thing that Joe Biden did was flooding the country with illegals because it made it so you can't afford a house or your rent.
I'll soon announce our next chairman of the Federal Reserve, someone who believes in lower interest rates by a lot, and mortgage payments will be coming down even further early the new year. And you will see this in the new year. I will announce some of the most aggressive housing reform plans in American history. A major factor in driving up rates, this is the worst thing that, frankly, In my opinion, the worst thing that the Biden administration did to our country is the invasion at the border. The last administration and their allies in Congress brought in millions and millions of migrants and gave them taxpayer-funded housing while your rent and housing costs skyrocketed. Over 60% of growth in the rental market came from foreign migrants. At the same time, illegal aliens stole American jobs and flooded emergency rooms, getting free health care and education paid for by you, the American taxpayer. They also increased the cost of law enforcement by numbers so high that they are not even to be mentioned. For the first time in 50 years, we are now seeing reverse migration as migrants go back home, leaving more housing and more jobs for Americans. In the year before my election, all net creation of jobs was going to foreign migrants. Since I took office, 100% of all net job creation has gone to American-born citizens, 100%. In the end, government either serves the productive, patriotic, hardworking American citizen, or it serves those who break the laws, cheat the system, and seek power and profit at the expense of our nation.
So he's finally tying these two together, Lee, affordability and the flood of humanity that crushed into our country.
And we've seen the example of that in what's going on in Minnesota and Governor Walz there and the situation with the Somali migrants there. That's a prime example.
And then he also tweeted this, and I've been talking about this for a very long time, but I didn't know exactly what the numbers currently are because it's not really updated. But they're really shocking. And he says this, there's 53 million foreign-born people in America right now. That's an astonishing number. Most of which, he says, are on welfare from failed nations or from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, or drug cartels. They and their children are supported through massive payments from patriotic American citizens who, because of their beautiful hearts, do not want to openly complain or cause trouble in any way, shape, or form. They put up with what has happened to our country, but it's eating them alive to do so. Listen to this, and I'm going to explain why this is. A migrant family earning $30,000 with a green card will get roughly $50,000 in yearly benefits for their family. Let me repeat that. A migrant earning $30,000. You weren't. Okay. A migrant earning $30,000 with a green card will get roughly $50,000 in yearly benefits for their family. That doesn't work.
Nope.
Not okay. Not when you've turned your children into debt slaves to pay for it while simultaneously giving their jobs away to H-1B visa holders. It doesn't work. Who has the highest unemployment rate? It's an incredible rate. Gen Z, 9.5%. That's because we've given for 30 years, we've given away the blue collar jobs. Now the lobbyists are eating us alive. Now they want to give away the white collar jobs, the entry level white collar jobs, particularly in tech. But then we turn around and we say to our children, oh, by the way, here's the crushing debt.
Now, here's the bill.
Here's the bill. So what is happening here? Let's dig into this. A migrant earning $30,000 with a green card will get roughly $50,000 in yearly benefits for their family. Okay, that head of lettuce that, oh my gosh, if you send the migrant home, you're not going to be able to afford. Well, guess what? You paid for it. All this is shifting the burden of wages from the companies to the taxpayers. They're not going to come here and pick the lettuce unless they get the massive welfare benefits. You fall off the ladder because you're picking apples. Guess what? You need to go to the hospital. Well, guess who's paying? The taxpayer. We didn't save too much on that apple, did we? Now, the only people who saved were Wall Street. They got rich. And that's why you've had the Chamber of Commerce take over the Republican Party and flood it with pro-immigrant money, because this is theft from the American people. And not only because they came here and picked a lettuce or picked the apple one time or for one season, do you have to pay for them forever? You got to pay for the next generation, the next and the next and the next. The welfare use rate goes up, not down, according to Pew Hispanic Trust. This is a scam. And I've been saying for a long time, Lee, this is a tax evasion scam. Mm-hmm. This is a wage transfer scam. Oh, look at us. We had a great quarterly earnings report. Well, what did that cost the middle class taxpayer? Mm-hmm. Well, and what does the U.S. Chamber of Commerce say? Well, you got a cheaper head of lettuce. Yeah, I ate it one night. One night, I ate that head of lettuce. I'm going to pay for it for the next three decades. So let Americans do these jobs. Americans will do these jobs. They will. You know, I was telling this to my son the other day, I had an economics professor on who's since retired. He was at Clemson when I was first here. And he said something that boggled my mind. He said, listen, in the 1980s, and he said, you could go and work in a chicken processing plant. And he said, you know, you could have screwed up. Maybe you got a little bit of a criminal record. But you're good now. You've been clean for a while. Maybe you dropped out of high school. Maybe you got some other problems, right? But you want to live a middle-class lifestyle. You can go to the chicken processing plant, do the jobs nobody wants, and they'll pay you $20 an hour. They pay 18, 20 bucks an hour. This was in the 80s. What do they pay now, he said? 18 to 20 bucks an hour. Hmm. Like, adjusted for inflation? No, the exact same amount. Yep. Why? Illegals. Well, what have you just done? You took away the safety net from Americans, because guess what? You go to the chicken processing plant, you broke into some place as a teenager, you got fell in with the wrong kids, but you're 28 now, you haven't done it in years, you regret that you did it, worst thing you ever did. But guess what? You worked at the chicken processing plant, now you've got three kids, you can put a pretty good roof over your house, over their head, right? And guess what? Now, you're not on the line anymore. You're now a shift manager, and you're well on your way to becoming an assistant manager. You're crawling out of it. You had a way forward. They took that away when they depressed the wages. It's a crime what they did to us. And that's how we got here. That's how we got to where a migrant earning 30,000, as Trump writes this morning on Truth Social, earning $30,000 with a green card can get roughly $50,000 in yearly benefits for his family. That should be illegal. Right? That's $80,000. So we didn't stop paying people the money. We just transferred a bill to the taxpayer who now doesn't have a good job. And because he doesn't have a good job, he's not paying taxes. So because he doesn't pay taxes, guess what? We got to print the money to pay the migrant. Now where do you pay? In the grocery store checkout line. And it just rolls on like that. And Americans, as he said, are such good people. They don't want to complain. But their children's legacy has been stolen and smashed and given away. It's not the fault of the migrants either. They're just being used like everybody else. And that's where we are. And this is our last chance to stop it. So we all need to get behind Donald Trump. And you know what he needs to do? He needs to not just fix this, as you've been doing an amazing job of doing. He needs to explain it every single day till he's blue in the face.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If Donald Trump does this or something like this or sends somebody out to do it every day until the midterms, we're going to crush it. Ed's speech yesterday was absolutely brilliant. He's been talking about, he needs to talk more about the corruption and what the Democrats have done. Because I'm telling you what, if you don't listen to talk radio, you have no idea what was done to this country. Like, if you don't listen to this show on talk radio, you have no idea what was done to this country. It's a real big secret. And I think the Trump folks think people are watching this, and they're not. They're not really getting it. So Trump lowered the boom yesterday. He's been working with Dick Morris, who used to be the advisor for Bill Clinton. Whatever you think of Dick Morris, he is a brilliant political tactician and messenger. And you could see it last night in that speech. It was tight, too. For Trump to give an 18-minute speech, that almost never happens. He drones on for an hour. He was tight. He was focused. He was on the teleprompter. He was at his best.
I'm doing what no politician of either party has ever done, standing up to the special interest to dramatically reduce the price of prescription drugs. I negotiated directly with the drug companies and foreign nations, which were taking advantage of our country for many decades, to slash prices on drugs and pharmaceuticals by as much as 400, 500, and even 600%. In other words, your drug costs will be plummeting downward, and I used the threat of tariffs to get foreign countries who would never have done it to pay the cost of this giant dollar reduction. They stopped ripping us off, and it began as of 4 days ago. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. Drugs have only gone up, but now they'll be going down by numbers never conceived possible. It's called most favored nation, and no president has ever had the courage or ability to get this done until now. The first of these unprecedented price reductions will be available starting in January through a new website, TrumpRx.gov. And these big price cuts will greatly reduce the cost of health care. I'm also taking on the gigantic health insurance companies that have gotten rich on billions of dollars of money that should go directly to the people. The money should go to the people. That's you. So they can buy their own health insurance, which will give far better benefits at much lower cost. It will be far better health insurance. The current Unaffordable Care Act was created to make insurance companies rich. It was bad health care at much too high a cost. And you see that now in the steep increase in premiums being demanded by the Democrats. And they are demanding those increases. And it's their fault. It is not the Republicans' fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's the Unaffordable Care Act. And everybody knew it. Again, I want the money to go directly to the people so you can buy your own health care. You'll get much better health care at a much lower price. The only losers will be insurance companies that have gotten rich and the Democrat Party, which is totally controlled by those same insurance companies. They will not be happy, but that's okay with me because you, the people, are finally going to be getting great health care at a lower cost.
Yeah, what's happening right now, and all you need to do to understand what this healthcare battle is about with the Democrats, they want to extend the current system, including the insane 35% fraud rate. No changes. Why? Because the way the current system works, if you have a name and a birthday, no social security number, no proof you're an American, guess what? You can get Obamacare. In fact, you can get a zero-cost plan. That's why they're hiding the illegals. They've got to keep this going. The companies want it because all they need to get is a birthday and a name. They sign you up. The government pays a massive subsidy. And then 35% of the people never file a single claim. They don't even know they have the insurance. Folks, the health insurance companies and Democrats right now are robbing taxpayers blind like Somali immigrants. In fact, it's a little unfair to the Somali immigrants. They've stolen billions more. I mean, the Democrats, some illegals, and the healthcare companies. And some of these people are just little old ladies who called up to get a better rate. And the guy on the line said, hey, can I have your birthday? Yeah, can I have your name? Boom, she's got a plan. That's all he needs. 35% fraud rate. They're trying to lock it in. Why? Because they get the illegals on Obamacare this way. By the way, remember when they said that illegals weren't going to be on Obamacare? Remember when we basically accused Obama of signing them up and they said, nah, you know, it's never going to happen. That's why they want this system. Donald Trump saying, we can get around the fraud. We'll just transfer the money into your account and you can go comparison shop for your own plan. But our plan, the one that just passed, says, guess what? We can do a citizen check first. That's what this whole thing is about, folks. They want to keep the 35% fraud rate. And then, of course, the insurance companies and their lobbyists make the big donations to the Democrats, keep the fraud going. The illegals keep the fraud going. And the American people get broker and broker and broker and broker. And you get crappy health care. It's an absolute scam. So like everything else now in Washington, it's really about the illegals. And creating those massive loopholes so the illegals can sign up with no citizen check, can sign up with only a name and a birth date. And folks, we're finding stuff. I've got audio in here. We're finding stuff. 135 different illegal immigrant families are using the same social security number. They were doing it Medicaid, and they were also doing it in Obamacare in instances where social security numbers were used. So there's no check whatsoever. I mean, you could literally use the same name and same social security number to sign up. And it's not even your social security number. And you can give it all your friends, they could do it too. That's the system they're trying to extend. Again, all of this isn't even about healthcare. It's about fraud and it's about insurance companies and it's about illegal immigrants. And again, the insurance companies, they're worse than the Somali immigrants. The ones with the houses funding, well, I mean, to be fair, I guess the health insurance companies aren't funding terrorist groups. Well, that we know of. But Trump did a great job laying this out yesterday.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Folks, something wrong is going on at Brown University. And it's kind of obvious. Started yesterday, and I got to tell you, Jesse Waters of Fox News is doing some of the best coverage of this. And in his case right here, it's not a deep, dark secret. It's just the math. How do you have a mass shooting and you don't go door to door at local businesses to pull the video of the route for 4 days?
How about the one reporter who asks, well, we talked to a bunch of the residents and businesses that are a block away, and they say the cops never came to ask them for the Ring camera videos until this morning. So 4 days later, we're still not really flooding the zone. We're not flooding it with police. We're not flooding it with information.
Now, look, I get the FBI screwed up the first day, okay? Said, hey, we geolocated the guy, got him, he's in a hotel, he's a person of interest. Yeah, but here's the thing. Within 36 hours of the shooting, that person of interest was identified, taken into custody, and then released. So how do you explain getting to day four without pulling the video? These are very weird things. And folks, pulling the video is very standard. I mean, years ago, had a spokesperson on from our local sheriff to talk about, yeah, you know, if a convenience store gets robbed, we just, you know, go pull the video all the way down the road and we're going to get you. We know, we'll find you. We're going to get your license plate. We're going to get you. That's just for a robbery. This is a mass shooting. This doesn't make sense. And that's exactly what James Fitzgerald, who is a retired FBI agent criminal profiler for the FBI, was saying to Jesse Waters last night, poking some more holes here.
Do you have a theory on this case? Was this a crime of opportunity? This was a soft target. Guy goes in, comes out, and that's it. Kind of mad at the school. Or was he going in there to kill a specific individual?
Yeah, in my earliest media hit on Monday morning, that's what I said. And as soon as I saw the name of Ms. Cook, who was the vice president of the Republican Club, I just couldn't rule that out. I look at this as a profiler. I've been on many task forces over the years, anthrax and the murder of a DEA agent, two professors murdered at Dartmouth College at their home. And we have to walk in with every single option. Was someone specifically targeted? And to me, it's more than a coincidence that this young woman was killed, who happens to be one of the few probably representatives of the Republican side of the House in that particular very far left university. Something isn't right there. And Jesse, before anything else, I'm also a forensic linguist. What the heck did that guy yell when he walked in the door? There's such a thing as ear witness evidence, not just eyewitness, ear witness. Somebody has to know. And if it comes out later that the Brown people, the Brown University or the Providence PD is holding back what this person said because it wasn't politically correct, that's going to be really, really a problem for them.
Yeah, that's going to have legal repercussions. Well, they're also, the university, holding back video. They say they have video inside the auditorium. They're not releasing it because it doesn't show a picture of the face of the gunman. Is that proper?
Look, I'm going to give the investigators on the ground, including the FBI now, I hope, and the Rhode Island State Police, some leeway here. They're inside. We're all, of course, outside. A lot of people bash the Idaho investigators and even NYPD the last few years over cases that weren't solved right away. Let's give the working people, working investigators and agents time to do that. I have a problem, though, with what's on that panel, and I don't even know about some of the stuff you just mentioned about the chief and his assistant, the president, everything out there.
Here's where it begins to get weird. This is just what's coming in overnight. I'm just going to give it to you. We'll see what it adds up to. This is a local radio personality. You're going to have to listen real sharp here because he has a heavy Hispanic accent. He is with the Latino Public Radio. And he's pointing out two things here. Number one, the shooters seem to know the route with which there'd be no cameras. Why were there no cameras on the route, particularly in the back of the building? Because due to Sanctuary City policies, he said, the cameras were taken down because they didn't want to help ICE by catching illegals on cameras.
The camera in that building, the Brown put off because the Sanctuary City law that we have, you don't want to record illegal immigrants. And you don't want to provide the footage to the FBI or immigration authority. One camera in that building, it come out from your detectives. They are a friend of mine. They're angry at this investigation that these people in Brown University put the camera off. They can identify that person. You imagine how the family want to go through?
We
tell the truth to the media here.
We heard from both the Brown police chief and the provost.
Okay, so what is he saying there? He said because the Sanctuary City policies before the shooting, the cameras were taken down. What is he talking about? There's two things going on here. The Sanctuary City policies, okay? And then there were the violent anti-Jewish pro-Palestinian protests. A lot of that was recorded on camera. What happened in the beginning of the year? 32 liberal organizations, including the ACLU, wrote to these schools, including Brown, where there was a lot of pro-Palestinian violence, and said, take the cameras down. Why? Because Donald Trump was rightly documenting civil rights abuses against Jews, and they wanted to be able to continue doing it. They just didn't want to get caught. Resulted in a $50 million fine for them, civil rights abuses. They want to go right on abusing Jews and do what they do. They're Democrats. So the other problem that you got here is the money. Look at this. From New York Post, $10 million given to Brown University, Harvard, and what is the other? Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Those three accepting funding from what are essentially jihadi organizations in Palestine. $10 million from foundations and donors located in the state of Palestine to fund the education of Palestinian students at American colleges and to create Palestinian professorships. Folks, there are no nonviolent Palestinians. That is not a thing. They had one Palestinian protester didn't want to go to war with Israel, and he did not make it through the weekend of his protest. They came to his house and murdered him. They're all pro-Palestinian, pro-violence, pro-jihad. There is no other way. There's no other kind. They're Sunni Muslims. $10 million donated to these three schools, including Brown. They have a ton of Palestinian agitators and activists on campus. What were Marco Rubio and Donald Trump doing this year? This is why we're going to end up finding out there's not full cooperation here from Brown. What were they doing earlier this year? They started going through the student visas. Why? Because a pro-terror and actual terrorist pipeline had opened up in our universities. These universities were approving people who otherwise couldn't get through the State Department because they have these terrorist backgrounds or they're close to the nexus of terror. So they're running them through the universities and the state of Palestine is paying them. This is why our campuses are insane. It's why everybody's walking around in a kafaya. And this is Democrats sneaking them in because they know they'll be good foot soldiers too. And who else is paying? We're going to tie it all together. Iran is paying. Remember, Kirby, I play this every day so you can understand our foreign policy. Hey, yeah, Iran's funding Democrat protests now. You mean the ones where you beat Jews and spit on them? Yeah, those, we love those. You mean the ones at the universities? Yes. So what has just happened? Last week in the news, we found out the total of student visas yanked. 80,000. By Rubio and Trump. That's incredible. By the way, that's not illegal immigrants. Those are student visas from countries like, wow, you've got a nexus to terror, where they're going through, they're looking at their social media, they're backgrounding them, looking at their history and going, dude, this guy's going to blow. I mean, this guy needs to, you know, go serve with Hamas in Palestine, not at Brown University, and they're getting rid of them. So now 80,000 visas yanked since the beginning of the year, right? So this is why they want the cameras gone. This is why they want these guys hidden. And this is why Brown is now going through and scrubbing their websites of Palestinian Hamas adjacent faculty. And now you've got the local NPR guy, Latino, saying they're not fully cooperating. The detectives are mad. Oh, and now we have another person of interest. This would be number three. A person of interest who was hanging out with the other person of interest, none of whom we can find. What the heck is going on here? Okay, folks. Meanwhile, and Trump can't do this enough, because I'm telling you, if you don't listen to talk radio, you don't understand the extent of the fraud or what was done to the American people. And Trump needs to remind people of that. And I'm so glad he did that in that speech yesterday.
I think most would agree. I was elected in a landslide, winning the popular vote and all seven swing states and everything else, with a mandate to take on a sick and corrupt system that really just took the wealth from people and crushed the dreams of the American people. For the last 4 years, the United States was ruled by politicians who fought only for insiders, illegal aliens, career criminals, corporate lobbyists, prisoners, terrorists, and above all, foreign nations, which took advantage of us at levels never seen before. They flooded your cities and towns with illegal aliens. They decimated your hard-earned savings. They indoctrinated your children with hate for America. They just released a level of violent felons that we had never seen to prey on innocent. They caused war. They caused mayhem. They caused a horrible situation all over the globe. But now you have a president who fights for the law-abiding, hardworking people of our country, the ones who make this nation run, who make this nation work.
He needs to explain this every day, because here's what happened, folks. The Democrats, and he actually used the word looted last night. I couldn't believe it. About fell off my chair. I've been using that word for years now, 4 years since they began looting. That's always what the left has done after a coup. It's gone on for over 100 years. They looted, except they used the printing press. I mean, Kamala Harris drives to Maryland to drop off a billion-dollar check. And then Lee Zeldin, head of the EPA, traces where that check went. And it moved through five NGOs, every one of them Democrat-controlled, that took 15 to 25% off the top. And it was a solar subsidy. It went nowhere. They stole it. Who knows? They even wrote the contract so the government's not allowed to see where the money went. They were looting. And he actually used that in a speech. He needs to remind Americans, you don't understand how they will rob you blind if you don't give us another couple of years to straighten this mess out. But here's the problem, okay? When you go to 9% inflation, you crush people's wages. Trump's brought the inflation back down to a very historically normal level, about 2.5%. But the wages have only caught up at about a 50% rate. Trump's increased wages by $1,000 a head on average, which is incredible for not even a year. But the Biden administration, you lost $2,000 in wages at the same time the prices went up. That's why you feel so poor. They've still got 50% more to go. And what he's saying is, give me a shot. Please just be patient. We're doing this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.